Yeah, you're coming in full scale on my meter, and 100% quieting, full copy. It sounds like you're sitting in the room with me. How much power are you running?
Radio does 45 on 2 meters and 35 on 70. It's a Kenwood 790 all mode, so it's you know, from the 90s, but it does SSB and CW, and I kind of want to get into that. I'm looking around at maybe getting a horizontally polarized antenna of some kind that can give me 2 and 70 for doing some SSB work.
Well, I don't know if you have any control on it, but you're... I'm at 10 watts now, so do you hear any white noise on me at 10 watts?
Fine. I don't have a watt meter on this rig, but I do have an RF power control, and I'm going to just turn it down to about, I don't know how many watts this is, but this is on a 3 out of 10 scale on the dial of 0 to 10.
And that made no difference whatsoever. You're just as solid as you were before you turned the knob.
Go down a little more. Here is, okay, so there's 2 out of 10.
Still, I can't tell any difference. Go all the way. Let's see what, it sounds like you've got a really good location and you've got a good antenna, and it doesn't take much at all for you to get into the repeater.
Here we go, all the way down to 0. This is at the bottom.
Okay, that was the first hint of white noise. And when you first keyed up, I heard a and then I could hear a little bit of it in the background. Probably one notch off of that, you'd be good.
1 out of 10, how does this sound?
I can still barely hear it. When you were at 3, I didn't hear it at all.
Maybe we'll just leave it here for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was kind of thinking you might be running more than you needed because it was so good, clear quality. But that right there is perfect. I mean, I can understand you completely, and I don't hear any white noise.
No sense in throwing out more power than I need to, but yeah, the antenna is a Diamond V2000 tri-bander. It does 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters, and I've got it out on a military mast about 40 feet off the ground, and probably about 125 feet of LMR 400 going out to it.
Well, that's it right there. Yeah, that's the key right there. You could do that on a handheld on low power and be just as strong. You're 40 feet up in the air on that antenna with that coax. Yeah, you're in extremely good shape. You put the money where it was most important, and it paid off.
Exactly, cheap, but you know, I've had a Yaesu 2900 here bolted underneath my desk for forever, and but I really wanted to get an all mode radio. So yeah, I'm glad it's working out. You know, you're always a little skeptical buying you know, stuff over the internet, but this is a guy on QRZ.com, and it turns out that he used to be the Kenwood repair guy at Kenwood East before he retired. So straight up guy, you know, I didn't have any qualms about buying a radio from him, and turns out it turned out well.
W4DJW. Yeah, it did. It's a good thing it's not like auto mechanics. Back when I used to be an auto mechanic, my car was the worst car running on the road because I knew I could fix it. If anything broke, I could fix it and keep going, so I never did anything to it.
JKT. Yeah, luckily this doesn't seem to be the case. I think radio guys are a little bit more proactive about keeping the radios going. I've got now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 radios on my desk. I've got 4 HF radios, this new one, and my 2900. And believe it or not, I have antennas for all of them. So I try to keep them all running, because if I let them all go, then it just gets overwhelming to get them all fixed.
Well, what was the trigger that got you back on the air? We missed you while you were gone.
So I left iTron and started working at TTI over in Anderson, and just got real busy with church stuff and kind of just ran out of time. You know, I tried to keep the cycling going, because that's a more important hobby to me. But, you know, the weather has been so bad the past several months that I started getting back into radio. So as long as it keeps raining, I'll be active on the air. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, that, and sometimes when you're working from home and you got breaks between meetings or something like that, sometimes I turn the radio on. If it's going to be like 15 minutes before the next meeting, I'll turn the radio on now. Throw my call out there. Sometimes somebody comes back, or sometimes I hear somebody else throw in their call out there, and I'll respond to them. And so you get a lot more opportunity. I think also with all the COVID-19 going on out there, we're probably going to hear a lot more people than we used to hear on the air. Because what are you going to do when you're at home? I don't like talking on the phone at all. That's what I do for a living. And when I get off work, I'm done with the telephone. But the radio, I love it.
Good evening there, buddy.
Well, hello, Robert. How you doing?
Just changing the shack around, just sorting things around different places and cleaning up.
Well, I don't know if you've met Eric. He used to be on here a couple years ago, quite a bit, but he's been absent without leave, but he's back now. W2JKT, W4DJW, and Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
This is Eric. Good to make your acquaintance. But I've been out for a while, but I've been bitten by the HF bug. And also, the other thing is, I get up really early in the morning, and this net's really late at night. I remember Dave, we used to talk in the early mornings a lot when I worked at iTron, because my commuting time was about when you'd be getting up. So W1JE and you and me, and I forget the other, there's another guy that was on there. I can't remember his name or his call sign, but there were three or four of us regularly there in the morning.
It was probably Mike and Lisa, W5MSC, and KD5PCB. I can't believe I remembered her call. And then also, who else was on when Scott was on? I know those two were on quite a bit. There was also Jim, but he usually go work a lot earlier than us. KI4MSA. I don't know if you remember all. If those are ringing a bell.
Ring a bell. I can hear the voice, but I can't remember the guy's name. It was. Oh man, it's killing me now. It's gonna drive me nuts until I think of it. But for the time being, no, it's not ringing a bell.
Well, Robert's been on as long as we have. I believe Robert was here when I came back. When did you get your license, Robert? I started in 2004.
I got my license in 96.
Well, there you go. He's been around as long as either of us, Eric.
That's good. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. I've lived here for about 10 years, but I didn't really get on the air much until I was here for a couple of years. But anyway, it is getting a little late, and so I do have to get up and work at home in the morning. So I'm going to say goodnight and go get the dog settled in and turn in myself. But, it was good talking to you, Dave. It's a good catch-up. I'm hoping I can find some time to be on the air more now that I'm working at home. We're working at home at least until the end of March. I can't imagine that they're not going to extend that at least a few weeks. Seems like I got something from a friend in the Army the other day that they seem to think this will roll through until about the end of April down here in the Southeast, end of May, maybe up in the Northeast. So I'm just going to roll with that for now and think I'm probably going to be working at home until the end of April.
Okay, well, there is a crew that gets on here really early in the morning, and Robert is a part of that crew, too. So he's a night owl, and he's a morning person, both. You probably hear him if you turn on the radio early in the morning. I usually don't get in here by time. Sometimes I leave the volume turned up, and they wake me up at 5 o'clock, and I come in here, and I tap the hockey puck, which turns off the speakers, and I go back to bed. They're really early birds, so you might hear them in the morning. Check them out. And if I think of that other person, because I think I know who you're talking about, but it's not coming to me either. But if I think of them, I'll let you know. Anyway, good hearing you back on the radio. W2JKT, W4DJW.
WJKT, thanks a lot. Hey, Robert, real quick, what time do you guys about get started in the morning usually? I'm usually commuting between like 5:30 and 6:15, something like that.
Oh, not long. Talking to a late night bunch on 3919 and 3940. And after all them are gone, I usually get on here and carry people that one station that delivers paper up there right out Anderson. I talk to him sometime and talk to the other two people that's going to work or going home. It's about say 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock.
Gears open. I'm on the late end of that, but you know, I'll make sure I have the radio on in the truck and see if I hear you guys. But anyway, you guys have a good night. This is W2JKT, and I am clear.
Anytime you got your 2 minute round, just give me a call. I'm more than likely going to be out here, especially right now since they shut my job down too. Talk to you later. Good talking to you. Whiskey boy, dear Yankee, and dear.
I'm going to check out too because I got to get up early in the morning too. Not as early as you guys, but I still got to get up early in the morning. Anyway, catch you later. W2JKT and W4IYI, W4DJ, that'd be clear.
Talk to you later. Whiskey boy, dear Yankee, dear.